You don't have to be a rocket scientist to help realize a mission to Mars. Become an agent of innovation with Invesco QQQ. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
You don't need to be a bioengineer to help change the shape of humanity. Become an agent of innovation with Invesco QQQ. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Welcome to Trillions. I'm Joel Weber.
And I'm Eric Balchunas.
Okay, Eric, we on occasion have done special episodes, and we've been thinking about this one for a while. We're going to do a trivia episode.
Yeah, we've been thinking about this for like years, literally. And we were going to do it at one of the ETF conferences, but then COVID hit and canceled it. And so it was going to be on stage. And then I heard Nate Geraci of ETF Prime was going to do it. I didn't hear anything about that. So look, we're just going to do it, and we're excited. This is going to be a very fun episode, I hope. And I hope you can learn something. This trivia game has questions that are hopefully educational to everybody, but put out there in a fun way.
So we have four guests on two teams. Who are they?
So we have Laura Krieger from Vettafi, who's teamed up with Athanasio Serafagas from Bloomberg Intelligence. So a Vettafi-Bloomberg combo. And then we have Katie Greifeld from Bloomberg News and Todd Rosenbluth, also from Vettafi. So we sort of have mixed up Vettafi and Bloomberg here. I don't know if you guys thought of a team name, but I'll say Team A and Team B.
Wow.
Okay.
Winning team?
Oh, no.
We're the arbitrage
bands. Okay, so Team A, Team B, 21 questions divided into three parts.
Yes. First round, the question's worth 1 point. Second round, 2. Third round, 3 points. So the questions get harder. Then there's going to be like a final Jeopardy type question at the end where you can risk as many of your points as you want. You'll hear the question first, and then the contest will be over, and the winner gets sushi lunch, which is one of my more favorite things to
delicious
bet on.
Delicious.
Yeah, yes, so there is something at stake here, and if you miss the question, you lose a point. So if you hit the button and you're wrong, there's a cost to that. That would hopefully keep you from just banging the button after every question is asked.
Let's hear that button, actually. All right. This time on Trillions, ETF trivia. Laura, Athanasios, Katie, Todd, welcome to Trillions.
Good to be here.
I'm thrilled to be here.
Nice to see you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, I want to let everybody hear your voices. Team A, Laura, Athanasios, let's hear your voice.
This is my voice.
This is my voice, too.
And Team B, Katie, Todd.
My name is Katie Greifeld.
And I'm Todd Rosenbluth.
All right, here we go. 1 point questions. What is the biggest bond ETF by assets? Okay, Team B.
It's Vanguard Total Bond Index ETF.
And the ticker is?
BND.
There we go.
Nice, correct.
Okay. 1 point on the board.
What ETF did it overtake? No, that's not a point question.
Ag.
Correct. Good job.
Thank you.
Wow,
I wrote that story.
Team B is just crushing you guys. Yeah. Yeah. It's 1-0.
Okay, question two.
We got a bonus point for that or no?
No, we'll tell you when there's a bonus point.
Appreciate
okay
it.
That's
thank
just
you
him being opportunistic. Question two. In 2018, Volmageddon caused which exchange-traded note to go bust?
Oh, look at him.
Do you have to wait
over
for
the question? Is it like Jeopardy? Can
you no, if you want to answer on one letter, go ahead.
Hey, Team A
one
is
syllable, hit it. I don't care.
What is XIV?
There we go. All right. Correct. Team A, congratulations. You're on the board. We're tied up.
Wow.
Yay.
It's a horse race all of a sudden.
We break late.
These are one-point questions, so you should get them, I would hope.
Question three. Four ETFs track the S&P 500 index. Can you name all four? Team B.
So we have SPY, SPY, IVV, VOO, and SPLG.
Congratulations.
Nice. Nailed SPLG it is the tricky one. That's sort of like the fourth amigo. It just doesn't fit.
Yeah, you
I'm
know
surprised that there's only four, yeah, actually.
I know.
Well, equal weighted. There's additional.
Yeah, those don't count.
We didn't say that, did we? Okay,
yeah, I'm glad no one, like, needled us for that. Thank you.
Question four. One of the biggest names in ETFs, Holly Framstead, runs Capital Group's ETF business. Which firm did she come from? Question.
What if I get it wrong?
Team B, who was hovering
come on, Katie,
and kept getting closer and closer to the buzzer.
BlackRock.
Okay.
Yes. Wow, okay. 3-1.
So, all right.
That was
this thing on.
You want to test it?
I mean, I feel like that answer is true of so many people in the ETF industry.
Yeah. Many people have come from BlackRock. I mean, you probably could have just said BlackRock.
BlackRock.
Question 5. SPY was the first ETF ever launched. What was the second? Team A.
MDY.
Very good.
Wow. Rick, oh, nice.
That was, good.
That was the hardest for a frounder. Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah. Quiet there for
wait,
a
what
second.
Is MDY?
Mid-cap.
It's the mid-cap one.
Oh.
Which, by the way, has to this day outperformed SPY and the small caps. Who knew?
Mid-caps. You did.
I did.
You knew
You're
that.
You're right. I did that.
Okay, question 6. Schwab has the lowest cost junk bond ETF. What is the fee? Team B.
The fee is 3 basis points.
There we go.
Actually, just wrote
impressive.
That up. Yeah.
SCYB is the ticker.
There we go.
That has a...
Does, you don't get extra credit.
I just
I like it.
Okay.
And by the way, Schwab at 3 basis points, I mean, that is, it's crazy. It's a non-Vanguardian category with like dirt cheap fees.
Can I give you a headline? All of Schwab's bond ETFs cost 3 basis points.
There we go. Thank you, Katie Greifeld.
You're welcome.
Question 7. This will be the last one of our first round. After this, it gets much more difficult. Who famously said, ETFs are like handing an arsonist a match?
Eric Balchunas.
Team A.
John Bogle.
Jack Bogle at Vanguard.
Jack, good job.
Jack Bogle.
Somebody got that. Yeah, he was not a fan.
Yeah.
Somebody should write a book about him.
Yeah. He also said they're the greatest marketing invention of the 21st century. So, yeah, his language around ETFs was hilarious. Okay, here's what we got. We got
this
a close
is
race.
End of round one. Right. Where are we at, Eric?
Team B has 4. Team A has 3.
Nice. Ooh. Nice.
Wow.
I like being
this
behind.
This is kind of closer than I expected.
I know. I'm. It's good.
Who did you expect to do better?
No comment.
This podcast is brought to you by Invesco QQQ. What do all the greatest innovations have in common? Agents. People who participate in progress by supporting cutting-edge ideas. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100 all in one fund. So you don't have to be an inventor to help create what's next to come. Anyone can become an agent of innovation with Invesco QQQ. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETF risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit Invesco.com for a prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully before investing. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
In round 2, these are going to be 2-point questions. You only lose one if you get it wrong, though.
Ooh.
Okay, so question number 8. Can you name 2 of the top 3 ETFs by year-to-date flows?
Wait, Team mine A. didn't work.
Hold Team on. A. No, you got to make the noise. Team Hold B on. Hit it, but it didn't go off.
Go ahead.
Team A.
You may have a chance.
TLT.
Yes.
VOO.
That's right.
Very good.
Rats.
Can anyone name the 3rd?
Not for points.
I know.
Is it VTI?
No. Close. You're warm.
It's good that you did the 2 that you did.
It's another stud flow getter, constant flow getter guy.
Oh.
Come
on. Is it IVV?
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice work.
Okay.
Okay, so that means Team A got 2 there.
Okay, brutal.
Were you going to get it right?
Yeah, see,
yes.
See, now it becomes a knife fight.
I was definitely going to get TLT right, and then we were going to confer.
Okay, question number 9. Which country is home to the biggest ETF outside of North America?
You guys are so US-centric.
Yeah.
We need a shot clock. It gets kind of awkward here.
Dead air.
Mm-hmm. At some point.
We can just try.
Okay, question A, or Team A is going to go for it.
It's got to be China.
Oh.
Wrong. We need a noise for the wrong answer.
Should we just boo him?
It is Japan, but you didn't buzz it.
Oh. Again, I'm just thinking.
Okay. It's Japan. Here's the ticker, in case you're curious. It's one of those Asia tickers. 1306JP somehow has $138 billion.
Whoa.
Because the Bank of Japan loves that guy.
Yeah.
It's like number 7 if you go all global assets. Pretty high.
Stumped him.
Can I be honest? I said Japan in your
ear first.
That was
Joel's question.
And then I went China.
Yeah.
Question number 10.
Okay, hold on. Who just missed it? Do I got to subtract?
Yeah.
A.
So you, okay, you lose a point. It's tied up now.
We wanted to give them a fighting
chance.
4-4. Wait, what are we fighting for?
Sushi lunch.
Oh, right.
With Joel and Eric.
Question 10. Which company's stock is owned by the largest number of U.S. domiciled ETFs? Yeah. Team B.
Apple?
Wrong. Team A.
I'm going to go Tesla.
Wrong.
Wow.
Double strikes.
The answer is Microsoft.
This is so fun.
So hold on.
I'm learning.
Let me give you the numbers so the audience can learn a little bit.
From here on out if we're starting to have some...
So just humiliating ourselves.
Microsoft is owned by 533 U.S. ETFs. That's 17% of the total. Apple is 466, so it wasn't even that close. Tesla's a lot lower, actually.
Wow.
I thought it was Apple, too, to be honest. So you both lost the point.
Cool. So we're still tied?
Yep.
Going back to zero.
No, it's 3-3.
Yeah. As long as we're above negative, I think we'll consider that a victory.
All right, question 11. BlackRock has the most ETFs with 419. Who has the second most? Team A.
Invesco.
Correct.
Wow.
Do you know how many?
It's 260.
Oh, wow. 217.
I thought impressive. You all would miss that. I would have guessed State Street. But Invesco is right. But guess what? First Trust is only two behind them.
Yeah. Wow.
Did you just look at that number?
Yeah. No.
Wow.
No,
I'm impressed.
She was up all night and cramming.
Yeah, I like that.
Jeez.
That is, it's almost a three-pointer.
Yeah, that's very good. Very good. Okay. Question 12. Which three ETF brands are now part of Invesco? Team A.
It's...
new strategy. Buzz, then figure it out.
PowerShares?
Yes.
Oppenheimer and Guggenheim.
Correct.
Yes. Nice job.
Right.
He worked at Oppenheimer, so there's a little bit of an edge there, but I think that's a doable one.
I knew
it. Todd knew it.
I was going to go with RIDEX as a fourth one. But
yeah, extra credit. RIDEX is part of their...
Is it extra credit? In a material way.
For him, on the side.
Oh, okay.
Like, feel good.
Extra credit for
psychic,
Todd.
Psychic points.
Yay.
Okay.
Yeah. So hold on. So that's two more for A. So that's 7-3.
I hope the power goes out or something.
Okay, question 13. Who was Nate Moss' right-hand man when creating the first ETF SPY? Team A.
Jim Ross.
I can't think of his name right now.
Wait, who was it?
I can't think of
Can you name. Describe him?
No, they talk about Nate Moss all the time, but I don't want to do it.
Oh, sorry. I got cocky. I don't know.
I can't think of his name.
Will you be answering, Team B?
No.
We're passing.
You guys need to read my first book.
Shameless plug again.
It's Steve Bloom.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I wouldn't have
So he's it. Out of the industry now, but he Magnus worked it, at Amex with... Now, Jim Ross came along and he did the first creation for SPY.
He was the coffee guy at first.
Yes,
and then,
he was a little down the road. Wait, how many points did you lose for that? One. Yeah.
Just one.
Okay.
Just one.
So it's,
in fact,
sorry.
No, we didn't lose any points.
No, you got it.
You guessed Ross. So 6-3.
That was clever.
Okay.
Oof.
Okay. This will be the last question of round two. What was the last ETF to win the annual flow crown that wasn't a Vanguard or BlackRock ETF? Team A? Buzzing to figure it out?
I don't want to wait till they get it wrong before.
Might have to start penalizing this move.
Come on,
go for it.
Don't
go for it.
I think it's DXJ.
Correct.
Correct.
Damn.
Yeah. Which is?
Don't listen to me.
Can you get the year?
2015.
13.
13.
Yeah. Wow. So 10 years ago, it's been a 10-year run for Vanguard and BlackRock.
Wow. That's a good headline. Thank you.
That's a good one. There's a lot of temptation.
It'll make my year-end piece slightly more interesting.
So Team A has 8, and Team B has 3. But now every question is worth 3 points. So
okay, so this
all
is
you
where
need is one or two of these. Come
this
on,
this is where it gets really serious, and the questions get a little bit harder.
Start buzzing instead of thinking.
I know.
How do you guys feel, Team A? How
I'm
do you feel?
Good.
Keep in mind, by the way, if you miss a 3-point question, you still only lose 1 point. So as the stakes get higher, it almost gets there's some, in your interest the
perhaps
buzz.
Some strategy to consider here. Strategy. Team B, how do you feel?
Not great.
How do you feel
not
about
great,
the Team
Joel.
A strategy of buzzing and then figuring it out?
It seems like it's working for Team A.
Yeah,
so.
I think you have to learn from that.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. We shoot first, ask questions later.
No, you buzz, then you talk for 10 minutes, and then you then answer the question.
All right, from now on, only like 3 to 4 seconds of conference, okay?
Sure.
Okay, question 15. What is the largest ETF of ETFs?
Oh, that's a good question, and I don't know the answer.
Team B.
So I think it's FV. I think it's First Trust Focus 5.
That sounds great. Let's do it.
I think it's FV.
Very good.
First Trust Focus.
Yeah. Right back in the game. Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Like Daniel Jones throwing an 80-yard touchdown pass, which doesn't happen.
I was
happen,
about
but...
to say that. No, I wasn't.
Right. They played tonight.
8-6.
That was good.
Wow.
That's good.
Good job,
Todd. That was a tough one.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Okay, question 16. Which firm today has the most active ETF assets? Team B.
Dimensional.
Yes.
Wow.
Nice job. Look at you guys. Now you're in the lead.
Wow.
I like that because you guys probably thought it was a trick question because you thought we'd say JP Morgan.
But that's who's number two.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I know.
Yeah.
You do know.
Okay, well, Team A, what does it feel like to have that lead slip away on you like that? And two questions of round three. I didn't expect this.
I'm kind of falling apart here.
The wheels are falling off.
This is a game of runs. It's a game of runs.
Also, don't let Team B in your head.
Yeah, you know, I was just warming up, honestly.
Okay, question 17. Which year saw the most ETF launches in the U.S.?
Surely we know this.
Will Team B figure it out? Some struggles with the buzzer. Team B.
I was thinking that.
Someone buzzed him.
2021.
No, Team B got it with 2021.
Nice.
Correct.
Nice.
By the way, so I ran these.
I thought this was interesting.
396. 2022 was 393, though, so it was an edge above that
That's,
year.
And that was the hesitation.
This year, there's 348, so this year could break the record, believe it
or
not.
Yeah, which is weird.
I know.
Yeah, because there's also been a lot of closures.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a lot of launches, basically, the last 3 years, about 1,000.
This one's interesting, a little spicy. Number 18. ARK has 2 ETFs that are not actively managed. Can you name them both? Team A.
PRNT.
That's one.
And IZRL.
Very
good.
We're
on top of that.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's the
no delay.
3D printing and the Israeli innovation ETF are passive.
And obviously ARK, Kathy Wood's shop, famous for being active.
It's amazing that they have a 3D printing ETF.
Yeah. It's amazing that it's been around as long as it has.
Man, we got a ball game, Joel. This is Team A has 11, Team B has 12.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
19. I didn't think what happens if it's a tie. Lunch gets a little bit more expensive.
Well, the final Jeopardy,
yeah, we'll figure it out.
I can think of a last minute question to break the tie.
Number 19. The only ETF to surpass SPY in assets was GLD.
You don't even know the question. Hold on. You guys, in this case, I get it. Wait till the end.
I think they should both lose one.
I agree.
Doc.
No.
Doc one each.
Yeah,
both leave. Yeah. I know.
Just to make a point. Just to make a point.
Just to look at my kids.
Send a message.
Natural consequences.
Yeah. Gotta send a message.
Okay, 10 to 11 now. Okay, let's start again.
Now I'll finish the question. I mean, if you want to go ahead and tell me what the answer is. The only ETF to surpass SPY in assets was GLD, and it did it for only one day. In which year?
I don't know. Shoot.
I think you should just go for it. You know? Might as well.
Team B taunting, but not even thinking about it. Well, maybe.
I'm encouraging.
Maybe Todd is. There's a lot of silence.
No.
Whispering.
No. I don't.
We would be tied.
Is the shot clock going to run out here?
I can't remember.
Just do it. Why not?
Oh, Team B.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. 2004.
No.
Oh,
yeah,
kind of way off.
Launched.
Yeah, kind of way off.
That's when it got a billion in the first 3 days. That's what that year's famous.
Okay,
for.
minus one. Team A, you want to try?
Right, we're tied.
That's 1 year of many off the board that you can choose from.
Since they lost one,
do we get penalized?
Well, now it's tied.
If we answer wrong.
No, we're just the.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We'll pass.
2011.
Yeah, August I would have got it wrong. I would have said financial crisis time.
No, it took a while for you to get assets.
Yeah.
2011 was also, I think, the European debt crisis where SPY lost a lot.
Yeah. I'm glad we took a shot
so
at
we
it.
Okay, got that one
10
we
to 10.
We could have been legends, you know?
It was like a real football game. 10-10.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Question 20. I love this one.
I do too.
What is the best returning ETF of all time? Team A. Very little delay. And now a huddle.
Yeah. Hold on. Before you answer, you know we're talking about all ETFs.
All ETFs? Are you trying to help them?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
TQQQ.
Wrong.
Good guess, but wrong.
No, it was MD.
I don't know.
I mean, it's a leverage Team A technology one, but I don't remember.
Falls behind. Team B.
I don't know.
You're going to figure it out?
I think we should pass here.
Yes.
Okay. Eric, you want to tell him?
Yeah, the correct answer is TECL.
TECL.
I wouldn't have gotten
that. It's up 14,600% since launching in December 2008.
Wow.
So it launched at the perfect time. TQQQ has gone on better runs. But when you launch at the end of the financial crisis, you caught the whole move up. TQQ is only half that, believe it or not.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
So we go from 10-10 to 9-10, Team A behind.
We can pull this back.
And we have, this is our final question before Final Jeopardy.
Okay.
All right.
Is it tough?
So
I think it was. I thought of it, though.
What's the answer?
Good. Come on.
Okay, so this is number 21.
Basic.
Okay. Slightly different. What does IOPV stand for?
Oh,
I don't even know what that is.
Dave Nodig is going to be so mad that I don't know this.
Good thing he's not here. Yeah, is that a ticker? What is it?
No, it's like a trait.
Just stay quiet. Just stay quiet, Eric.
No.
We might need to call it unless Team A wants to attempt to catch up here.
If they want to be legends, you know.
Yeah. I mean, there will be perhaps names chiseled in granite or something over this. I think we should call it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Eric?
So this is the official name for what's called the INAV.
Yeah.
And the answer is, I got to look because I always forget it. Indicated Optimized Portfolio Value, which is like, what's the value right now of the basket? Tuxedo Poo version of the INAV name, basically. But that's never what its official name.
That information has never been in my brain.
Yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by Invesco QQQ. What do all the greatest innovations have in common? Agents, people who participate in progress by supporting cutting-edge ideas. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100 all in one fund. So you don't have to be an inventor to help create what's next to come. Anyone can become an agent of innovation with Invesco QQQ. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETF risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit Invesco.com for a prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully before investing. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline, it's teamwork, and it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Eric, we're through 21 questions. What is our standing?
Team A has 9, Team B has 10.
Oof. This is way closer than I expected. I don't know who I expected to be in the lead, but...
Right. Yeah.
And we almost had a tie, and then Team A just couldn't quite hold it together.
Yeah, I mean... Now it's really anybody's game. You guys are within, you know, you're basically within 1 point. So the way this is going to work is Joel's going to ask the question. You guys aren't buzzing anything. You're going to confer with yourselves and write down a piece of paper A, what the answer is, and B, how much you're going to wager of your 10 points.
We don't have to participate if we don't.
Yeah, you could put zero. Okay. But if they wager three, they would win if you wager zero.
Yeah.
So there's two things going on here. Do you know the answer, and what are they going to do?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So this is like a couple dimensions.
Love this.
Yeah.
Love this. Okay.
What is our score?
Here is our final. You have
nine. You have 9 points to wager with. You have 10.
Yep. Nine to wager with for Team A. Team B has 10 points to wager with. How many ETFs has Vanguard closed? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
I think so.
3.
Do we want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to write it.
1. All right. Let's put those pencils down.
I think so.
Take another 2 seconds.
1.
We want this to be right.
2. All right. Now pencils down. Team A, I want to hear from you first.
No.
How many points did you wager?
How many?
You do have to answer when I ask you a question. How many points did you wager, Team A?
Yeah, we put it all on the line.
All 9.
All 9.
Yeah.
And your answer is?
2.
Oh. Eric?
All right, go ahead.
Let's do Team B.
We also said 2, and we put 2 points.
Oh. So, Eric, let's do some quick math. That was wrong.
First of all,
Team A wiped themselves out.
One?
It's 1.
The answer is 1.
It's the Vanguard Liquidity Factor ETF.
Yeah, but that was their first U.S. closure.
Oh. Well, the game was U.S.
Technicality.
Oh. Okay, well, I didn't know that.
No, well, there was the Japan one.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't know. Like, it was,
it's okay. We win anyway.
Oh.
That's true.
Well, so no, we said 2 as well.
But
and
we only wagered.
Were you thinking we wagered 9 points? So if we got it right, then we would have beaten.
Yeah. But we would have gotten
all
it right
on
too.
On Eric, and it all fell apart.
But we had 9.
Hold on.
I love this ending. This is exactly what I could have hoped for.
Listen.
Math prevails.
Couldn't script any better. I think the outcome here is like we just have to buy them all sushi lunch.
Yeah.
Oh
my
God.
Great. Yeah. We all win.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
they. It's going to be a budget. I'm going to take them around.
Everybody, the answer in the U.S. is 1.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought maybe it was another
one,
too.
When we all 4 talk, and we're just talking, month after month after month, we all expect it to be U.S. unless we say global.
But you said earlier you had a question that was all...
And then you said to Todd and I, you're so U.S.-centric.
So slight black eye for Eric, which is a great way to end.
This is
we don't want to give it up.
So I think there's a slight win for Team B here, but like barely. It's not one that they get to brag about, really.
Come up with another question right now.
Yeah. Hold on. Mm-hmm. We had the right answer.
Should we take
too,
a break and confer outside together for a moment?
Okay. No.
All right.
We'll keep going and have this weird ending.
Or we could just.
Or I could come back with.
I feel like we should arm wrestle or something. Like, so there's got to be a winner.
Why don't we do a bonus round? Same rules. And Eric and I will confer for a moment, and we'll see if we can end this. Do they get the same point total that they had? We're just going to scrub that one?
We would just scrub the whole question. It's throw it out.
Does everybody agree to that?
Judge, throw it out.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Let's do that.
All right, we'll try again. Eric and I will step outside. We'll
be back
in a second.
Ask us our favorite ticker, and then you judge which one you think is the best.
We had a couple more questions that we put on the sidelines.
Like B-sides.
We're going to bring one of them out, and it will be our new Final Jeopardy. So I think everybody's still going to get a sushi lens, but maybe there's like another one that comes sometime in the future. Here's the question. We're going to do the same exact thing. So Team A still has 9 points. Team B still has 10 points.
Okay.
You can wager as many as you want of those points. What was the fastest ETF to reach $1 billion in assets organically? 10. 9.
Just do
8,
it all.
7. 6. 5. 4. 3.
Yeah.
2.
Yeah.
1. Team B finished considerably early. Katie Greifeld has her arms folded and crossed in front of her. Team A, you're still behind. Let's hear how many points you wagered.
We wagered it all. Again.
Wow.
Doubling down again.
Yeah. So all 9 points.
All 9.
Okay. Team B, how much did you wager?
10.
Everybody's doubling down.
This is it.
This is it.
So
we won't say who's correct until you both answer, though.
Okay. Who do you want to go first?
Okay. Team A, you still get to answer first. What is it?
We said Bido.
And Team B?
Bido.
Katie's from the right side of the tracks.
Yeah.
He says Bido. What is that? Like,
okay. So Eric, what's the answer here?
Bido.
Yeah.
So this team won. No, you're both right. Because okay. No one says Bido. I almost have to subtract a point or two.
But okay. We got the points anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, you did. So you won 20
to
18.
Team B wins 28.
Damn.
Yeah. Nice job.
Congratulations, Team B.
At least you wagered it all,
it's
though.
It's kind of an asterisk win, but I think you win fair and square.
Yeah. Yeah. Good job.
We both
and way not to say... You know, I had to put organically in there so you wouldn't bust my chops with the stupid BlackRock ESG fund that they put a billion in on day one.
I like that you're trashing him at the end, too.
I know.
Just
see, he had to get that in.
I had to put organically, or we'd had another controversy on our hands.
It ended like with a roast.
I can't wait to have Bido. Yeah. Laura, Athanasios, Katie, Todd, thanks so much for joining us on Trillions.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, this was
thanks
fun.
For having us.
Thanks for listening to Trillions. Until next time, you can find us on the Bloomberg Terminal, Bloomberg.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you like to listen. We'd love to hear from you. We're on Twitter. I'm at Joel Weber Show. He's at Eric Balchunas. This episode of Trillions was produced by Magnus Hendrickson. Bye.
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to help realize a mission to Mars. Become an agent of innovation with Invesco QQQ. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.